This morning we have a guest joining us in studio. Tim Eggers is with us. Tim is a field agricultural economist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and we're going to talk a little bit about some meetings coming up around the area involving the farm program. Tim, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it very much. It seems like it's a lot all of a sudden here. We've got we had the stress of so much rain at the beginning of harvest season, and then we get into harvest and we're getting things kind of done and wrapped up now, and then we turn around and we have to, about the time we want to catch our breath, all of a sudden we have to start worrying about what's up next.
Well, yep, that's the way it always is. You know, we have this time period typically around Thanksgiving and Christmas where people just won't come to any meeting. And that's when we've scheduled a whole set of meetings on the Farm Bill. And part of that is the timeliness of it. Producers are going to be making decisions. They have until February 27 to make the big decision. But, of course, we want to provide them with the time to think about it over the holidays and time to make that decision well.
Well, you have a number of different meetings, so it should be pretty convenient for folks to be able to get to these no matter where they live.
That's sure the hope. We're having Farm Bill meetings in every county in southwest Iowa, and it just happened that the Pott County FSA director got on me pretty early, and she has four meetings across Pottawatomie County, but, you know, they call themselves two separate counties, I guess, with East and West Pott, so maybe they're special in lots of ways.
Well, that's all right. There are a lot of population in some of those areas.
Sure.
You got to give folks an opportunity to be able to get in and sit in on these things. Now, these are free events?
That's correct. There is no registration fee that's going to be charged. There is some grant funding actually through the USDA, through the Farm Bill, that's paying for the handouts and paying for the other costs associated with these Farm Bill meetings that are being held with a Farm Service Agency. There may be additional meetings later sponsored by banks or other entities, but this round of meetings is just Farm Service Agency and Iowa State University Extension.
Can you talk a little bit about what folks, we don't want to stop them from coming. They need to come. They need to show up. But can you talk a little bit about what folks who attend will learn? What's the purpose of the meetings? Is it just informational?
Sure. Yep, absolutely. We have 2-hour meetings, and we're going to have the Farm Service Agency County Executive Director have about half the program. And in that half the program, they're going to be talking about the details associated with the reallocation and the updating, so reallocating bays, updating yield, and then the choice of the programs. So they'll give some of those details, and then I'm going to come in and help with regards to the decision process. So what are the priorities? What would you do first if you had the least amount of time? And what would you do if you had more time and wanted to put more attention into the decision process?
And I assume there are a lot of factors to consider when you're making some of these crucial decisions for the upcoming season.
This one is more complicated than prior farm programs. And I don't want to discourage folks, but whenever I've been comparing this to prior farm programs, it really is the most complex of the four that I've helped people make decisions with or in or about since 1996 when I started. We had Freedom to Farm back in 96, and then we had a farm program that had countercyclical payments, and then we had a farm program that had ACRE as its new program. This one, since it does away with the direct payments and instead relies on things that are going to be determined by the marketing year average price, it does make it more complex, and there are a few more moving parts.
Is this a way to get rid of some of the frustration sometimes? You know, change is never really that easy. Even if it benefits us, sometimes it's difficult to go through. But is it a way to kind of ease some of those frustrations with what's coming down and the uncertainties?
I sure hope so. Because really, this program, a person can get into it, and it's sort of like a spider web, and you start flailing around, and you get stuck in more places in the web. But really, in this one, there are probably 6 slides that the people who just need to know the basics, they could probably see those 6 slides, and everything will make sense. I sure hope. That's what my job as an educator is to try and help people make sense of complex situations. And then for those who really want to fine-tune, they can pay attention to the balance of the program. But it really is a simple program to approach if you want to follow the path of least resistance through it. And really, the choices are pretty good choices. So I'm hoping that people leave the program both understanding more and feeling confident about the choices that they plan to make.
Is the program geared toward any one type of farmer? For example, should anyone show up, whether they have crops, livestock, or both?
Well, you know, that's part of the joy of the farm program is the livestock programs are pretty lacking. We have that livestock forage indemnity program that producers would have signed up for if they had cattle and had forage issues. But really, this is for crop producers and for landowners. So landowners who are wondering what to do with that letter that they received back in August, because they received a letter that was dated July 28th. So they received that letter, and now they've been told that they need to make a decision with regards to whether they're going to reallocate their base and update their yields. So folks who are on that part of the decision-making process, I'd encourage them to participate. And then we have the tenants who are helping landowners make decisions. And then we have the owner-operators. And those owner-operators may have multiple farms that they're making decisions on. And so it does get to be something that will provide people with options as far as program choice and as far as the timing with which they want to make those choices.
Boy, and the timing is everything, isn't it? Yeah, and it's not just for people who are actively involved in producing, as Tim just mentioned, too. If you are a landowner who cash rents, you're going to have some interest in this, too. It's going to affect you even though you're not out there every day.
Absolutely, because you as a landowner make the decision of whether to reallocate your base or update your yields or both.
Okay, very good. Well, I know you have a number of different programs set up, Tim, as we mentioned up front, in several different locations. We wanted to highlight some of those that are maybe a little bit closer here to our area. I know you've got some coming up at the Armstrong Research Farm in Lewis. You've got so many of them coming up here back to back to back, and I think that's one of the early ones here in our immediate area.
That's right. On November the 19th, in that morning, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., we'll be at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. And, of course, depending on the weather that day, that'll just determine how early you want to leave to be at the Armstrong Research Farm prior to the program beginning, of course, because we'll actually start right at 9:30 in the morning on November the 19th.
Do you ask folks to call ahead to register at all? Is there a fee for this?
There is no fee, but pre-registration helps just to make sure that the room is set up appropriately, because it makes a big difference whether we're going to have 35 people or 70 people or 100 people. And of course, if you don't want to set up your own chair, that could be a reason to call ahead. And the number to call for that meeting that we're having at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis is at the East Pottawatomie County Extension Office, 712-482-6449.
And, two, there are handouts as well. So you want to make sure you get on the list there so that you have enough handouts for everybody.
That's correct. Yeah. Because it would be sort of frustrating, I think, to go all the way out to Lewis and find out that you don't have any handouts because not enough people called in.
Now, also on the 19th, that afternoon, you've got another event in Red Oak for folks to enjoy.
That's right. If I happen to run out of handouts, then the Montgomery County Extension Office will be printing more, because that afternoon at 1:30, we're meeting at the Gold Fair Building in Red Oak. And, of course, that's on the fairgrounds there in Red Oak. And that would be the Montgomery County Extension Office to call if you want to be in the afternoon of November 19th at 1:30 p.m., call ahead to the Montgomery County Extension Office at 712-623-2592.
Well, I see these are going to go on for a while. You've got quite a few of these set up. There's another one in Corning at the Community Building on December 3rd.
That's right. We're going to be in Corning, and that's where they have their congregate meals, is at the Corning Community Building. And so for that one, be prepared to hustle right out at 11:30, because I've been notified that that's when the folks are going to be coming in for their meals. So you'll be headed out the door, but we do start at 9:30 in the morning, December the 3rd, Corning Community Building. And the number for the Adams County Extension Office to call to pre-register is 641-322-3184.
Very good. Now, folks in Adair County and Cass County will have opportunity as well on December 4th.
That's right. We'll be in Adair County in Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. And so if you know where the old Opera House is, the Extension Office is right there, the Warren Cultural Center, 9:30 in the morning, December the 4th. And the Adair County Extension Office phone number is 641-743-8412. If that's the day for you to go to Farm Bill meetings and you don't make it in the morning to the Adair County meeting, then Cass County has one in the afternoon. That one is at 1:30 in the afternoon at the Cass County Community Center. So the Cass County Farm Bill meeting, call the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132 to pre-register for that one.
Excellent. And then I know there are several others around the region, but more closely here to this area. There's another one coming up in Oakland a little later in December on the 16th.
That's correct. That's going to be one of the last meetings that we'll have with the Farm Service Agency and Iowa State University Extension, December the 16th at 1:30 p.m. at the Oakland Community Building. And the Oakland Community Building is at 641 Dr. Van Zee Road. So if you haven't been to Oakland for a while, remember that they have a new community building. And so the number for the East Pottawatomie County Extension Office to pre-register for that one is 712-482-6449.
And there are many others, too, around the region that we'll have more information for you about here as we get a little bit closer to those. But what should folks bring? If they're going to come to those meetings, Tim, what should they expect?
Well, you know, bring a preparedness to hear some confusing terminology, perhaps, if you haven't studied this ahead of time, because you're going to hear agricultural risk coverage. You're going to hear about that at the individual and at the county level, and you're also going to hear about the price loss coverage program. If you really want to think about how those numbers make sense for your farm, bring that letter that you received at the end of July and then your updated planted and prevented planted acres. That'll help you think through, okay, this is what they're asking for here. And then if you want to think through that yield update process, bring your yield production worksheet report from your crop insurance agent that shows your yields in the time period that you're going to be able to update the yields for. And so that would be your current production yield worksheet report. And that way, whenever they're talking about that, you can be looking at your own numbers and be thinking, okay, this is what I need to take into the FSA office, or this is what I need to sit down at the University of Illinois Decision Tool or Texas A&M Decision Tool and put in. And that would be really helpful, I think, for folks. Bring it in a folder and make sure you leave with it, too, because that's golden information when it comes to making the decisions on this farm bill.
And bring all your great questions.
That's sure something that we'd be glad to have, because, of course, whenever people ask questions, that helps us to break out of that mold, because we're going to have a lot of these programs to put on. So I want questions that are going to make me think, okay, I need to answer this one. And I'll learn quite a bit too. I'll be able to help others. One of the things that I've been doing is visiting with staff in every FSA office in Southwest Iowa. And those FSA staff have really helped me to think about how their clients, how you, if you're listening, you're a landowner, you're a producer, are making your decisions. And so that's helped to make this presentation, hopefully, more useful to you.
Keep them all fresh that way, too.
Yes.
Very good. Tim Eggers, thanks so much for coming by. Good luck with those programs. I hope you get great turnout.
Thank you, sir.